Let's turn it now over to our fearless leader, one of the most amazing women I know, one of the most amazing people. I can't always say that. I have to catch myself. She's actually one of the most amazing people I know. Very honored to know her. And Susan, I understand you guys were in for a close shave yesterday.
Well, did you like the video, Kevin?
I thought it was awesome. Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking, what a loser I am. I don't use any of that stuff on my face.
Well, are you going to start shaving with the hand and body lotion?
I'm going to have to do something like that because, you know, I am. You know me. You cut me and I bleed. I said Jennings Green. So I've got to start doing that. I'm going to start taking Crystal's lead. I may not get into all of them, but I'm going to start using the lotion to shave with. That's absolutely a great recommendation.
Well, thank you. And we got that from our dear friend, 4-star Golden Circle, Jeffrey Combs, because, you know, like many guys out there, Chris, you know, he tried different shaving creams and stuff like that, and we heard from Jeff that this is what he was using, and it was the best shave ever, and his skin was soft. And coming from a nutrition background and also a background in homeopathic medicine, there are a lot of things in there, natural botanicals, that you use for cuts, abrasions, and it just made so much sense in terms of using it to shave. So highly recommend it, you know, and I hope everyone takes a look at the video because Father's Day is coming, and Isagenix, repeat after me, is not just for chicks, it's also for dudes as well. And so for the special men in your life, it's definitely something to think about. And we all need to take care of our skin. Inside, we put Isagenix in our body, and it's awesome. And, you know, but the outside has to be cared for too. So, yes, it was a fun thing. We shot that video just before we ran out the door for church, and it was the third take of the video. Avery was taking the video. She was laughing so hard she couldn't hold the camera straight. I was laughing too. Then Chris kept splashing the water on himself. It was so funny. But anyway, check it out. Lots of fun. And I have an event, Kevin, that's not on the list. And you know what? It's not on the list because it just got booked over the weekend.
Well, let's hear what it is. It's going to be pretty exciting, I'm sure.
I am heading to the home of the Crimson Tide. I am going to Bama. So I am going to be doing an event with our beautiful, brand-new, minted, 1-star Golden Circle, 2-star Crystal Executive, Delisa Christie, just helped rank advance 2 personally enrolled, 2 Crystal Executives, Sina Martin and also Cindy Farrell, and the beautiful Natalie Tyrell. And so I'm on my way to Orlando, and so I was chatting with the girls, and I said, why don't I do an event? Because there are a lot of people going for rank advancements next week coming out of Memorial Day here in the United States. It's the last week of the month. People often get paid at that time. People are thinking about fitness. It's a great week to rank advance. And I know our special guest tonight is going to talk about what it takes to rank advance later on in the call because he's a master at this. He's awesome. So I'm going to be in Alabama. It's going to be a Thursday night evening opportunity meeting followed by a short break and then a quick training. And so that's going to start at 7 o'clock. Details are going to be available on social media in the coming 48 hours, and there is limited capacity for that room. But come one, come all. We don't care what team you're in, win team, win dream. Just, you know, get registered, and I'll see you there. And then my event with the beautiful and very pregnant Angelique Norrie, and I'm worried she's going to give birth on stage, and David Norrie, is the 30th of the month, and so 30th of May, next Saturday, in Tampa. And the last time we looked at registration, we had 40 spots left. That was it. And it's going to be an incredible day, and the very own beautiful Melanie Militex of Team Success is going to be there sharing from the stage. It's just going to be an awesome day, and I would encourage everyone to get registered. And then, you know what, Kevin? We're going to Disney after that.
Hey, very cool. And may I throw one more little commercial out there that we probably should mention tonight?
Absolutely.
We mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but I think it bears repeating, and that is this coming Sunday is not only the end of the month of May for all of Isagenix World, but it's also the end of the second quarter holiday bonus pool. So people have to have their 3 enrollments done by this coming Sunday night. Let's not wait till the very end. Let's get her done early.
Oh, absolutely. So bonus pools this Sunday and end of the holiday bonus pool. So let's make sure. And then, of course, next week, the end of Team Builders Club for this round. So lots of things going up. So don't leave it to the last minute, especially if you're in the United States, because it's a long weekend. And I just want to, just as we go into tonight, just thank you, Kevin, for all you do and always keeping everyone up to date on the announcements. In the Team Success News, we started to do something very cool, and I'll just share this. We start to acknowledge the top 3 matching bonuses in the whole team. So what is a matching bonus? If you're new, you're like, what the heck? Is this another bonus, Susan and Kevin? The answer is yes. So when you're a Paydiz executive, you get a 10% matching bonus on all of your personally enrolled consultants and hire, which is pretty cool, up to $70,000 a person. So, you know, when you really think about that, that is a true mark of a leader. And so we started recognizing our top three, and just to show that these people are really developing paychecks. And so I believe it was Pam and Kevin Barnum, Carol Fluong, and Mar Lorenzo had the highest matching bonuses. Chris and I, of course, are Paydiz executive in all three positions. I'm told we have one of the highest matching bonuses in the whole company, and I'm not saying it to impress you, but there are a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that you can pay attention to and all sorts of things, but Chris and I just felt very deeply that this was a great thing to start to recognize people for. So if you are looking at the Team Success News, you're wondering, what is that? That's what that is all about. So thanks, Kevin, for the announcements. I hope everyone marks their calendars. And also on June 1st, we have Eric and Marina Ware, my dear friends, brother from another mother. They are going to be coming on the Team Success call. So we're going to get right into the heart of the call early on, and then do our announcements at the end. There's lots of great guests coming up. So do mark that and do bring your people on, because it's going to be great. All right. Well, let's get into it tonight, and I just want to acknowledge wherever you are, you know, if you're listening podcast time or you're listening live, you know, pat yourself on the back for being here, because it is so powerful that you made this decision to show up, and showing up is a big part of it. But if showing up was all it took, then everyone would be successful, and it's more than showing up. It's about rolling up your sleeves and getting into action. And when we bring our guest trainers on, like we had the amazing Scott Aaron last week, got a lot of buzz, it's always bringing someone on who is rolling up their sleeves and doing the work and contributing in a big way. So this person that I'm about to bring out, he's from my home province, Ontario. So he's born and raised in Bolton, Ontario, and he is a longtime entrepreneur. He started his first business when he was 16. I think we live parallel lives, because I started my first business when I was 11. He went on to marry his high school sweetheart, as did I, which is really cool. And he and his beautiful wife, Rebecca, are raising their amazing girls, Ivy and Evelyn, from their home in Oakville, Ontario, which is a suburb of Toronto. And he was introduced to Isogenix in 2009, and they quickly connected with the Isogenix vision. They got to work, and they're doing it the right way. They're building their business in balance. And I think that I want everyone to really understand what that is, because I'll watch this guy on Facebook, and he and his wife, and they're having family adventures. They're working with their team. But he also is going above and beyond and really leading the charge with building a strong Start group in Toronto. So Scott and Rebecca are members of the Start 1000. That's an initiative to create 1,000 six-figure earners that are below the age of 35. And he is so inclusive and just incredible. So with that, I want to welcome the amazing Scott Hurren. Good evening, Scott.
Good evening, Susan. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Happy to be on this call. Thanks so much for reaching out to us to learn more about what we're doing in Toronto. We just want to start, I just want to thank you for everything that you do. I mean, you've inspired so many people within our Start movement here in Toronto and around the world, and probably have touched more lives than you would ever know. I mean, we get people all the time who are, you know, tapping into us saying, oh, you know, I'm so great to listen to Susan on this call, or to hear you, you know, I'll see you on this video or this training. And I wonder half the time if those people ever, you know, reach out to you and let you know in person. So on their behalf, just I want to thank you again for everything that you do for our team. All the way from Phoenix, we still feel your presence back here.
Oh, thank you so much, Scott. And I really feel this tremendous, immense sense of gratitude for you and for Rebecca and for your vision, which is so inclusive. And I know that one of the biggest things in terms of looking at someone like yourself, and last year you guys ranked advanced twice. You went from 1 star to 3 star. You guys did it in a week, and we're gonna talk about that. But someone like yourself who could just say, you know what, I'm just going to focus on my business and my team, but you aren't doing that. You're focusing on doing something for the greater good. And so I know there are a lot of people listening who are very interested in building a Start community, and they're interested in building in the Start group. It is the fastest growing demographic in all of Isogenix, And just to give some stats, the youngest millionaire in ICEdx is 26 years old. In Team Success, we are hopefully soon going to have the youngest crystal manager who will be 21 years old. And I know that record is probably going to be beaten by one of his personally enrolled. He's 20. And there, you know, it is an incredible movement, these young people who are really linking arms and sharing possibility. And I know for you, you've attended, you know, every Super Saturday in Toronto, all the big events. You made a conscious decision to say, you know what, we're going to start something called Transformation Tuesday. And could you talk about how that all began and the vision and what you're doing to really make that happen?
Yeah, absolutely, Susan. I will just kind of start us by saying this was not initiated actually originally by me. This has been very much a collaborative team effort, and we have really found that the ICEdx community is becoming, although we're growing internationally, the community is becoming much smaller. We're connecting with people all over the world who are making an impact and connecting with us right here in our hometown too, which is really exciting. In fact, This concept of what we did in Toronto got started off by an incredible young guy named Scotty Z, who was living in Toronto at the time from Australia, brand new ICEdx associate, and he was in town and basically he kind of brought it to the light and said, you know what, where's we kind of on a Super Saturday, he said, where's it started then? Where's our weekly, where do we plug in? And we quickly kind of learned, well, we don't really have one. I mean, we have some great Super Saturday events, as you know, and they're selling out all the time, and there's lots of events going on in and around the city and in Toronto, but we didn't really have anything that was start-focused on a regular basis. And, of course, with his experience and what he's seen and happening with, you know, in Australia and from PETA's team, where, you know, he's obviously familiar with the fact that, well, where's our start event? There should be something going on here. And so Scotty really got the ball rolling. He connected with myself, he connected with Katie Kirk, and he basically had some doubt and said, like, why don't we do this? Let's create something once a week that is basically an opportunity for people to bring their start prospects to, their start aged associates to really kind of learn what this movement is all about and make it a consistent weekly affair. And we just got to work. We put the call out to a few start leaders within our local community, and everybody was on board. So we all kind of came together and we dove in. And I would say, to be completely honest, one of the most difficult things for us was just kind of getting all of the different ideas together and working, kind of getting down to one concept of what we wanted to do. But we didn't let it stand in our way. We basically got to work right away. And one of the first things we did is we identified kind of a launch period. So we had the initial discussions late in December, and we knew we were going into Christmas, and it didn't feel like the right time to launch it. But we didn't want to delay much beyond that. So we basically said, as soon as we come out of Christmas, we're on. So January 2015, we kicked off our first weekly event. And we've basically haven't missed one since. We've been meeting every Tuesday. So that was the first thing we did. The second thing we did is we wanted to find the right venue. And for anybody that's looking at kind of getting an event started, one of the things that I would suggest is the venue is so, so critical. We hit a home run with our venue, and we knew it within the first few weeks. We found a venue that is right kind of downtown in the city. But if you're not familiar with Toronto, getting around the city can be very difficult. So finding parking, driving a car in the city. I mean, we're talking a big, for those of you who are not from Toronto, not from the area, we're talking a big, you know, it's a big city. So we wanted to be close to transit. It was really important. We recognized that a lot of start associates don't even own a car and needed to use transit to get there. So we wanted to be accessible. They could get off at a subway stop or streetcar stop, and they could walk to the venue safely and have access. And we found an incredible venue. We found this place called the Center for Social Innovation. And they have basically a co-working space. So lots of people basically have a membership to the venue, and they get access to different meeting rooms, and it's very, very cost-effective. So that was key for us, too. We wanted to keep the cost of the venue low, but we knew we wanted to have a public venue. We've been finding that although in-homes are great, sometimes for new prospects and people who are learning about something and want to come out, may not feel comfortable going to somebody's apartment or to somebody's condo building or their home. So having a public space made a huge difference. In fact, we've been finding that we're getting people who are finding our event online and actually coming out to the event, and they're not associated with anybody in Isagenics. They just found the event. You know, we've called it the Start Your Life Transformation Tuesday event. We've promoted it online, and people are hearing about it and coming. So they're obviously comfortable in showing up at that venue and participating. So the venue has definitely been key, and I would really emphasize that as one thing that you've got to get nailed down. The venue has to be effective. We've got a great kind of the lofty kind of feel. It's just, it's got that start feel to it. It's not a, you know, I don't want to say like a stuffy hotel, but it's not, you know, it's different. It's start. It's got start written all over it. The weekly consistency for us has been key. So we know that having that kind of place to go every Tuesday has been really beneficial for people. Now, sometimes it's there's some weeks where it's a little bit more challenging. We've gone through, you know, we've gone through reading week, we've gone through exam week where we've got, you know, a lower turnout, but we've had weeks where we've packed the place and we've been beyond capacity, spilling out of the room, and it's fantastic. Just having that kind of weekly consistency is really, really important, because I think it gives people a sense of knowing that, okay, every Tuesday night I can count on this event being there for my team and being there for me to bring new people to. Now, in my situation, it was interesting. Like, I live in Oakville. So for those of you who are local and know Oakville to Toronto, it's about 45 minutes. I'm well outside of the city. But what I was finding is I have a team of people in Toronto that are downtown. I have prospects in Toronto who live right in the city who I was struggling to get out to events in my community. So if I had an in-home here, I'd have difficulty getting them to come all the way from the city here with kind of their excuse, it's a long way to go. Same thing with going to a Super Saturday event out by the airport, even getting them out there could be difficult. So we thought, you know, one of the beautiful things about what we're doing is it brings the event to them. So we're in the city, we're downtown, and for me, I'm happy to do it and to commute into the city to do that because it provides that venue for me. So it's like doing a weekly in-home, but doing it in, you know, the greater city and serving that community there. So happy to do that. And we're seeing a lot of people that are doing that, where they're coming from out of town and they're coming into the event. So we've got people who are coming from all over the place. I mean, last week we had guests in from Edmonton. I mean, looking to come here and basically settle here in for schooling and in the fall, and wanted to come and check out what's going on with Start in Toronto. They've heard about the event. We came in from Edmonton. We've had people come in from Hamilton, Niagara. I mean, people are driving an hour and a half. They've got prospects in the city who they really want to get out to an event. They're willing to do that. So having that weekly consistency and just being there for people, I think, has been huge. The fact that we've done this as what we call cross-line collaboration, and I think that is so important, is this is not one team. I mean, it is one team, but it's not one downline, if you will. I mean, it's the one collective Isagenics family team coming together to put this event on. So, and it started that way. It started with Scotty coming in from Australia saying, I'm here, I'm in town, who do I connect with, who are the Start members, what's going on, let's put this event together. Different teams came together, and we're all collectively sharing the Start vision with people in the city. So that is really, really exciting. Some of the key things that I think would really, I really try to hammer home if you're looking to start an event. I mean, you want to do it. You can't do it on your own. I mean, even if your team is, you have a big team in your city, in your community, work with people outside of the community in different teams, cross-line as well. Bring them all together, because having the ideas come together, having the teams all come together, having the people all in the same place, I mean, you know, you get a different kind of energy and feel, which is awesome. So those are a few things that I would say, you know, worked really, really well in the beginning.
Scott, I'm just taking serious notes here, and you are so comprehensive. And I get this sense, it's like if you build it, they will come. It's that consistency, and it really has to be the venue is important, because when you think about people in the Stark community, if you're in a larger city, Toronto, of course, is a massive city. Phoenix is the fifth largest city in America. It has to be accessible by public transportation. You've got to take into all those different factors, and also thinking about budgetary constraints, if the parking, like in Toronto at hotels, often parking is really expensive. And whoever is putting on the event is fielding the cost, because depending on the number of people that show up. So walk us through how an event happens from the start to finish. So what are the roles of the people that are putting on the event? Is someone in charge of registration? Someone's in charge of social media,
sure,
that kind of thing. And then walk us through what happens at the event start to finish.
Sure, no problem. So, yeah, I mean, we got to a point where we decided we really need to divvy up these tasks. I mean, it came together with, you know, Scotty and Katie and Kara and myself, and we got together on Facebook Messenger. We were chatting, kind of having, okay, where's the venue? What's the date? What are we thinking? Okay, great. Scotty's going to go look and try and find the venue. He's in the city more, and we're going to try and pin down the date, and we'll work on the presentation. We kind of pulled it all together, and we quickly realized, we want to be very duplicatable. We don't want to be in a situation where, you know, if one of us is not there, the event doesn't go on. So we quickly fell into a situation, I guess, where we're very duplicatable. We want a presentation to be different each time, enough to keep it interesting, but very similar enough each week that anybody could kind of jump in and deliver a section. But, yeah, we have some folks who help us with registration. So what they basically do is they collect the cash. We ask for $5 from an associate. Guests are free. I mean, for $5, it's, you know, you think about it, it's tremendous value. So we don't have any issue collecting $5 at the door. We did actually start, and I just maybe just share this as a tip, we did start originally collecting the money through Eventbrite. And we had an Eventbrite link. We were collecting the funds online. Our concern there was we were getting some other tips from different folks within Isogenics, basically saying just be careful with Eventbrite, because if you collect the money through Eventbrite, sometimes it can flag Revenue Canada, or, you know, probably the same thing in the U.S. And you just want to be careful, because we didn't want to be in a situation where we're having to answer for, okay, is this income that we're collecting? So we quickly kind of stopped that and said, you know what, we're promoting this event primarily through Facebook. So we created a Facebook page. It's called Start Your Life Toronto. So you could take a look at it and just, you know, take a look and kind of see what we do. But each week we create an event. The event is public, and everybody within, you know, our Toronto kind of associate group that's familiar with our event, they can easily share that event and invite people to the event. People can click the join, maybe decline button to come to give us a bit of an indication. So we have a rough idea on our numbers. But we don't have that kind of firm, like they've paid or they haven't before they come, which has its pros and cons. But I would say that has definitely been a pro for us. It just keeps it really, really simple. Have a weekly Facebook event. And we do have a registration group, so they collect the funds at the beginning. We have one or two of us who kind of look after the AV, if you will. So one of us is there always at each week with, you know, a laptop, the projector to present. And then we basically take our presentation. We keep our presentation very simple. We actually we've been updating, kind of working at a few different versions of the presentation. But we want to be as duplicatable for people as possible. So we're working with the StartYourLife.com presentation, the one that was delivered by Eric and CG in Toronto throughout the Vision Tour. We're working with that slide deck. Just, again, for that consistency of not reinventing and recreating the wheel, keeping it really simple. We had a few slides in there to kind of make it our own, and there's a few things that we do that I'll share a little bit about. But we've kind of divided that presentation up into three sections. So we kind of have a how, what, why section and a close. We have somebody open the presentation, somebody close it. We've got a bunch of people coming up with testimonials. There's a few things that we do very consistently each week, and I would say one of the fun things that we do every week at our event is every week since we started, we've taken a group selfie, and you know it's just something fun. It keeps it light, keeps it fun. It documents who was there, you know, and we post that picture. And if you go on our Start Your Life Toronto page, you'll see you know, this energy, and the energy really shows up in the picture. We get people just kind of, you know, give us a shout out at the end. So we've got guests who have sat in the back sometimes who've had their arms crossed the whole time. They're like, okay, so we're done now. We're going to get you to take your group selfie. So, you know, it's kind of just a fun thing that we do, and it's that's been really, really good. So I would definitely encourage that. It creates a ton of momentum, which is really good. But in terms of the presentation, just to dive a little bit more into what we do with our section. So we have a really big focus in our presentation on the vision. So we, unlike some presentations, we don't dive a lot into products. We're really not talking a lot about 30-day systems. We're not talking about what's in the shake and, you know, what a cleanse day looks like. We're talking big vision with start numbers. We're really kind of hammering home the, are you living your ideal life? Are you going through the motions that you've been taught since you were born, to go to school, to go to post-secondary, to get a degree, to go out and get a job? Are you going through those motions? Are you settling? And we're really focusing on tapping that bigger vision of what's possible with people. And that is a big, big focus for us in our presentation. A few ways that we do that. One, we get people to start. We really want to engage them. So we don't want to be in a situation where we're talking to people all night long. We want to be engaging with the people in the room. We want to have a light, kind of fun atmosphere. We want people chatting. So we ask them. We do a few kind of icebreaker activities right at the beginning. Like, you know, what would your ideal day look like? What would you be doing? And we get people to shout out, oh, I'd be surfing, or I'd be, you know, contributing. I'd be volunteering. I'd be with my kids. I'd be whatever. You get all these great shout-outs, and you get people to kind of elaborate on that. Share, tell us more. Okay, you'd be surfing, but where would you be surfing? And what would that look like for you? And we really get them engaged. And we will do little icebreakers like that, and we'll dive into the vision. So we will often throw up, well, every week we throw up the start vision, and we get people in the audience to read that vision out. And we really try to focus on our guests. So it's like, guests, can somebody here, a guest in the room, read out our vision? And they'll read the vision. And then we'll go through and we'll say, what words in that vision statement jumped out at you? What is it that, you know, kind of really resonated with you? And we get some amazing feedback. I mean, our vision, for those who don't know, I mean, is to ignite all young people to own their lives physically and financially, and through our contributions, create freedom and a lasting legacy. And it's a really powerful vision, because it gets people kind of stopping in their tracks almost when you ask them, like, what words in the vision are resonating with you? And they'll share, you know, legacy. It's like, okay, well, what does legacy mean to you? So this is the type of dialogue that we're having with people. We're not just throwing slides up and talking to the slides. We're really trying to engage the people in the room and have that connection. So that's one thing that we do kind of right at the beginning. One of the things that we started doing is we have a pen and paper on all of the seats. And we, when we start the presentation at the beginning, we say, listen, there's a pen and a paper on your seat. We want you to basically, as we present, and the names of people pop into your mind, just cut down the name. And our goal here is that at the end of the event, people are sitting, at the end of our presentation, they're sitting there with a cue card basically full of names of people that have popped into their mind. So it easily kind of sets them up for their next step. So when they get started, it's like, well, you've got some names that already came to mind. So for you to make a phone call to say, hey, I was at an event tonight, and your name came to mind. You know, it's really, we can talk a little bit about how to get them started, but we give them some real tangibles when they leave that they've got that kind of in their hand, ready to go. So that's been working, has been working well for us. We also really leverage testimonials. So testimonials are really powerful. I mean, we've had so many testimonials in Isagenix. I mean, we could run slides for an entire hour of before and afters. But we love to get people to come up and actually just share their 30-second testimonial, and it's one of the hardest things we have to do is to keep people to 30 seconds because they're so passionate about their experience, which is great. But it also serves as a great way to get new associates coming back to share and participate. So we don't want to have the same people presenting every week. We want to get new people who are maybe a little bit shy or haven't presented before or aren't sure what to say to be feel comfortable coming up. We typically start them, it's like, well, start with your testimonial, just share your story, how did it feel? And then we'll assign them to do a section. So it's like, okay, do you want to talk a little bit about, you know, the vision, or do you want to talk about the problem, or do you want to talk about how to get started, or what, you know, you've seen us deliver this now, you've been coming for a few weeks, it's a great way for you to step up and now participate. But the testimonials are really, really powerful, a great way to get people involved. And we also remind our guests, like, you know what, here we are Tuesday night. We always tell people, like, it's Tuesday night. If you get started tonight, we open your wholesale account. Products are going to ship to your door. You're going to have the product landed typically at your door by Thursday. So that means, you know, Thursday night you open the box, you do your welcome call. Friday morning you're putting product in your mouth. You've got all day Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, which means that next week at this time you're on day five of your first five, you know, your first 5 days, and you now have a day five story. Because we know so many people are seeing results showing up within their first 5 days. And it's worked. I mean, we had a lady last week, you know, Roxanne, it was awesome. And she came back, she's like, I just feel great. And it's like, well, you were here last week, and you got started. And now you're back this week on the stage sharing with us your story. And so it's just a great way to get people engaged really, really quickly. We have been also doing something a little bit fun with U Plus 2. So U Plus 2, as you know, is one of the things that we like to show people. We like to show them how to get the product paid for before the credit card bill comes in. So we know, I mean, Scott Aaron, you know, he nailed it last week, and he said one of the biggest objections always is price. And certainly in this demographic, that's one of the challenges that we see, right? They're concerned about, well, you know, can I, how easy is it to get my products paid for? So we show them the U Plus 2, then Plus 2, and we started actually showing them Eric's video. We used the tool of Eric doing kind of a 2.5 minute, and it's great. He does a great job of it. We thought, there's probably a way we can make this a little bit more engaging and fun. And so what we do is we ask for a show of hands of one of our guests. We ask the guest to come forward, so we get a volunteer guest to come up, and we use this guest as our example. So we basically will whiteboard or chart paper the guests. We're using them by name. So we're saying, okay, you know, we've got Mike here. Mike's prepared to get started. We're going to help him get started with the right pack. And we start mapping it out. So we're actually showing him the U Plus 2. But the one thing we've added in just recently that makes it a lot of fun is we've also we've blown up some U.S. dollars. We've taken a bill. We've got all, you know, 5, 10, 20, 50. We blew them up like 8.5 by 11 on a photocopier. We cut them out, and we have the $820 in our hand. So we can basically, every time they're getting paid from Isagenix, we have somebody come up, and they represent, you know, Isagenix Corporate. It's like, hey, you hold the money. So as we map it out and we show them, they're physically handing paper money to them, and we're getting them to that $820. So they've got this, you know, this big wad of money that they go back to their seat with, and it's like, that's how easy it is to get started. So little things like that that we're doing that are just kind of making it fun and really just breaks the ice. It, you know, it just takes all of the some of the stinginess of the presentation out of it. You know, we've got the selfie, we've got the money, we've got music going, people get there. I mean, we just have a good time. We're engaging people. We're getting them talking. We're getting them opening up. The stories are powerful. And the other thing that we're doing just to kind of summarize on the video front, we have incredible tools at our resource. So we want to leverage those tools wherever we can. So we've been using some different videos. We try a few different ones sometimes to kind of open it up on the vision side, so we get them thinking about, you know, how they're spending their ideal day. But we typically, we've been running the Rise of the Entrepreneur preview, the promo video. So it's a nice length. It's just a couple minutes. We have, which kind of highlights, you know, the problem that is facing society. So, you know, it's just a great way of kind of highlighting the problem. So we go through a series of kind of talking about what's not working. We run the Start Your Life movement. So we call it the Eric Hoover on campus video. I'm sure most of you have seen it, where he's on campus and basically tells the status quo to shove it. That is really our video that transitions from talking about the problem to the solution. So that's where we kind of introduce Isagenix. And then we love running the A Better Way movie. This is the one that Eric Worries put together with Emily and Hayden Favre, where Emily and Hayden share their story. So we talk about, you know, here's a young couple, $1 million earners within Isagenix. We tell them that these folks are from our company. It's just a really powerful video. We run that one. And then we've been closing out with the brand new Start Your Life video, which, again, really, really powerful and a great tool. It almost leaves the room kind of speechless at the end. We just let it play. Have a little bit of silence at the end and let everybody just kind of take that in. You know, Zach and, and, Eden are so powerful in that video with so many great start members. It's just a nice way to kind of close it all out. So, but again, they're all short videos. So we have about, you know, three or four videos, 2 to 3 minutes each, and they've been working really, really well. So those are kind of the three or four that we're running consistently.
Oh my gosh. Okay, now I have even more notes. Okay, I love all these ideas. So creative. My favorite part was the money because it's visual. It's to show this is real, which is incredible. And there are different ways to replicate that for sure. In so many ways. I love that. And playing the different videos, obviously I'm a fan of Rise as the Entrepreneur. I'm a huge fan of Eric. And allowing videos to really share the message. And I think not just for the start group, Scott, but, you know, let me know what you think here. I think for every group, when you're doing an opportunity meeting and just slide, 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 and you're not getting audience engagement, you can't use videos, granted, because if you're just starting and you don't have enough video cable hookup or a larger screen or whatever, that's cool. But definitely getting the audience involved is so powerful regardless of the demographic in the room.
Yeah, totally. You know, the video's been really powerful. And it's the same thing. Like, we don't just let the videos play and move on to the next slide. We always stop and engage. So it's like, okay, what did you feel coming out of that video? What were some things that struck you? What did you take away? What inspired you? And even if it's the associate throwing out things, it's a great little tip because it just, again, it gets that dialogue where we're not, you know, one person's not presenting. I just want to also just mention as well, we have a series of presenters. So we don't have kind of one person who comes up and presents the thing. We have somebody that comes up with a vision. We have somebody that comes up and talks about the problem that we're facing, you know, in society. We have somebody that introduces Isagenix, talks about how Isagenix is positioned, how the timing in the market is great, how we have a solution to many of the problems that we're facing. So we have that solution piece. We have somebody, a team, come up and do the U+2. We have the testimonials. So we have a lot of involvement from different people. And that's been really, really powerful because, you know, we've got them there for an hour. We wanted, our goal is to deliver this in 60 minutes because we know, you know, we've been starting at 7:30 and typically we don't get underway until about 20 after. It seems to be a start demographic thing. You know, they just roll in when they roll in, which is okay. So we recognize that, but we want to have time at the end for the enrollment. And that's not what it's about. I mean, at the end of the day, we are there to try and enroll our guests and get them started and help them get started that night. We kind of reiterate that we have three different ways of getting started. We can basically, you know, go online right now, log in, show them, you know, their back office, get them started right here in the room. We can, you know, give them an enrollment form and let them, you know, go away and or fill that out and hand that in and get started. Or we can give them the opportunity to, you know, to come back to think about it, you know, and follow up. It's like we take the same approach that Isagenix, we feel, Isagenix Corporate promotes in that, you know, we're here to educate, we're here to share what we have, and if it's for people, fantastic, and if it's not, that's fine too. And but we will be here for people, and we tell them that. It's like, we're here for you. We are your team. We want to make you feel welcome. We want you to know that we are providing something here that is a great tool for you to use. So we kind of reiterate, listen, you put the product in your body. Step one, use the product. Step two, talk to people. Go out and share this with your friends. And all you need to share at this point is, hey, I was at this event on Tuesday night. I do it every week. Would you be willing to come with me, you know, next week and get people back to our event? So when we talk about using the tools, that's step three. That use the tool is us. It's our event. It's our Tuesday night event. So just come back, bring your friends, and come back to it. And that's happening over time as well. So it's been really, really exciting. We are seeing enrollments from it. There's no question. We're seeing an energy. I think we're also developing leaders. We're getting people who are new, who maybe haven't plugged in with their upline. You know, maybe their upline, we've got some people, their upline is their mom, you know, and it's not really cool to be, you know, hanging out with your mom at your mom's in-home. So it's kind of like they want to find something else that they can plug into, and this has provided them that opportunity to do that. So, yeah, it provides a lot of benefit, I think, to a start community. If you don't have this going on in your community, it would encourage you to do it. I mean, it just needs somebody to get it started. It needs somebody to come together and say, hey, let's do this once a week for, you know, in our community for start. on it and run. And that's all we did, and it's definitely providing some tremendous value for the START community in Toronto.
Well, Scott, you've given so much information, and I just had this idea because as you were sharing, you know how we have the START 1000 initiative. The Crystal Executive deadline is coming up July 15th, and for people who love parties, let's just imagine for a moment your whole celebration experience is party, party, party. So to go to the START party at Celebration, you've got to be an executive. Okay, so that's number one, and that's many reasons to go. To go to the executive party, which is going to be off the chart exciting, you've got to be a new Crystal executive. So there's two parties you could go to, and there are many more other parties, but those are two hot parties. And what if even in Toronto, and you and I can talk about this offline too, we did a fun initiative from now until July 15th for the total number of executives that come out of your START meetings that qualify to go. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, there are a lot of people fired up in Toronto in our groups. I mean, absolutely, to get them there, and they have the focus. They've got it on their sights to be there. The tickets are booked. They're going to Celebration, so it's on there that they're going to the party to need to get there. So, you know, getting to executive is totally doable. In our experience, it does take just mapping out names. I mean, we've got, if you look at the 90-day game plan, we have the Crystal Executive Plan. I mean, that Crystal Executive Plan, where you're basically actually writing in the names of people on your left team, people on your right team, and that for us was key. We literally had the names. We had them all up on a whiteboard. We knew like, these are the people that were going. We had more than five, you know, on both sides, and we just kept plugging away until it happened. We put the date on the calendar. It was all over our office. We knew this is the date that we're hitting executive. This is the date that we're rank advancing. And we were very, very focused on that goal. And if you put your mind to it, there's no reason that you can't be at that party. But having been to the past, having been to them, they're fantastic parties. You do not want to miss those. So do whatever it takes. But, yeah, I would be I'd be all in for collaborating with you on that, Susan, for sure.
Absolutely. Like I'm envisioning whatever it is, the START 50 or the START 25 new Crystal executives in market between now and July 15th. And I think things like that are so powerful and to bring that message. And there was a time many millions of years ago where I was the youngest millionaire, and Eric Hoover and I did a call, and he brought that up. Now, my throne, I was dethroned. That did not last for long, but I'm not so many years out of the START community. And now Avery, who is 18, is taking charge. We had a big Super Saturday here in Phoenix, and she was rocking the stage, and people were crying. And it's so fun to see this fresh energy, and I love what you just shared. If you're in the START community or you have people in the START community, you know, and you don't resonate with the same kinds of, you know, I guess maybe you don't resonate with the person who brought you in because it is like, I loved your analogy, your mom or your dad or someone. Get out to an event and get your people out to an event. Now, do you guys have, I believe you do, so there's a Facebook page, so if people want to find out more about the events and send people to the events.
Yes, absolutely. So I did post it on the Team Success page tonight because I knew it would be referenced. So it is there for you. It's a link that you can find. So it's called Start Your Life, all one word, Start Your Life Toronto. The Toronto is a separate word. So Start Your Life Toronto is our Facebook page, and it's a great place to start. That's where all of the events are kind of posted from. And the nice thing with that is when you share the event, it's not that you're sharing somebody else's event. So, you know, for example, if I set up the event and you share it, Susan, it would say, you know, Susan is inviting you to Scott's event. It's not Scott's event. This is the Start Your Life Toronto or Transformation Tuesday event. So that's why we have a page for it. And it's just a great way to kind of grab the event and get it out there and share it with people on your team. So, yeah, absolutely. Plug people in. And it's crazy. I mentioned at the beginning how small the world is really becoming. We've got people in Australia who are reaching out to us saying, hey, I've got a friend, I've got a prospect in Toronto. Can you make her feel welcome and get her up to the event? And I've asked her about going. She said she can make it, but can you greet her there? And yes, it's like, absolutely. That's exactly what we're there for. So if you are not in the city or you can't make it to the event, but you know somebody that you think should be there, plug them in with us. We are happy to make them feel welcome and to represent the company right at these events. That's what we're all about. So absolutely. That's what we're there for.
Awesome. Well, you know what? We're so grateful to have you and everyone who's collaborating in Toronto. And thank you, Scott, for bringing just so many great points to this call, because I know people listening all over the world are already planning, which is awesome. And it doesn't matter. I if it's not a start event, all of the 20 points that I learned from Scott tonight, you can do those with any event, no matter what it is, and get people involved, get them engaged. The reason people will keep coming to your events is because they're fun, they're engaging, there's a lot of fresh faces, and there's great energy. So thank you, Scott. And I know if you guys loved it, go on Facebook and share what you're taking away. But definitely, I would just encourage you to get behind this movement. And thank you again, Scott, for everything you do. Give our love to Rebecca and the girls. And I can't wait to see you the next time I'm in Toronto.
I will, Susan. Thank you so much for having me on the call. It's been a pleasure to share what we're doing. And again, I just want to reiterate it. This has really been a team effort. I mean, I'm just speaking kind of on behalf of our team, but there's a really powerful team behind me that stands behind us, and we all come together to deliver this. So on behalf of all of us in Toronto, again, thank you for giving us the opportunity to share what we're doing, because it is working, and we encourage everyone to plug in. So all the best to you and Chris and the family, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Scott. And game on, everyone. Let's go for it and make it an epic week. We'll be back here next Monday night. God bless everyone, and we love you. Thanks, Kevin, for hosting. Thanks, Scott, for being here. And do go online. Go on our Facebook, ISA Team Success Facebook page, and it's Team Success Live. Team Success Live is what it's called. Go on there and share what you're taking away from Scott's amazing training, because I would love to hear. And if you have a topic and you say, you know what, oh my gosh, Susan, I would love if you guys would cover three-way calling, handling objections, whatever it is, we will schedule it in, especially if we have enough people wanting the same thing. So God bless, go rock it, and we'll be here next Monday night. Goodbye, everyone.